partaking of the Lord's table, Christ said that in doing this, you do show forth his death until he come. The word show forth literally means to declare or to preach. So if we have this cup in our hand and this bread in our hand, we are making a declaration of faith. Now, just as the law in Hebrews 10, it says the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things. It was there in type and picture and promise and prophecy. So I would say that the same with these elements, that they are a picture of Christ, the unleavened bread representing his body, without sin, and yet roast with fire. And the cup representing his death, his blood shed, both were necessary. But there's no salvation in the bread. It's a type. There's no salvation in the cup. You can take this cup and drink it, but that's not salvation. The salvation is in who it represents and what this blood represents. And that's why the writer of the Hebrews said those things can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. In the Old Testament, they offered those sacrifices and they came according to what God required, but that did not make them perfect. Nor should we think that partaking at the Lord's table in any way adds to our standing before God, because it doesn't. It's the way that God has ordained that we enjoy that fellowship with him in Christ, and this being a remembrance of who he is and why he came and what he accomplished. Here it says, if there had been perfection in the Old Testament, then would they not have ceased to be offered? There are some religions that really treat these elements like sacraments. That's what they call them. Somehow in partaking, you are actually receiving the grace of God through the elements. Nothing could be further from the truth. If that were the case, then let's forget every other thing and let's just keep drinking and eating, drinking and eating. Just like with the law. It says, because that the worshipers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. The word remembrance, what are we remembering exactly by partaking here at the Lord's table? We're remembering the death of Christ, but we're remembering sins having been put away. That's what we're remembering. For it's not possible, verse 4 of Hebrews 10, that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. It's not possible that the partaking of this bread and the drinking of this cup should take away sins. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldst not. There's literally people that make an idol out of partaking of the Lord's table. They may never sit under the preaching of Christ at any point, but oh, they're serving communion today, I got to be there. They treat it just like it's a rabbit's foot. I don't want God to be mad. That's not what this is about. It says, a body hast thou prepared me. That's what this bread is about, that body that was prepared. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the body of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. So in partaking, we're remembering the outworking of why Christ came into this world. It was to do the will of his Father. In the volume of the book is written. That was written in that book of God's eternal decree that it should be. It's written in this book of Revelation we have right here. Above what he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin thou wouldst not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first that he might establish the second. The working out in a body as a man is what we're remembering here, and that righteousness that required his death. That's what we're remembering here. Because it says, by the which will we are sanctified. That word sanctified, are sanctified, is put in the tense that means we were sanctified and we continue to be sanctified. But notice, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That's what we're remembering here. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. That was in the Old Testament. But this man, so we're remembering the man, the God-man, body and blood. God's a spirit. He can't die. But in coming to this earth as a man, he had a body and he had blood. And it was for one purpose, the sacrificing of himself. Pay the sin debt of his people. This man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Every sinner is going to be brought to bow one way or another, either in grace or in judgment. For by one offering, I love this, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. So we're not doing this for greater perfection. No, it's we're remembering that all of our sanctification, all of our justification, all of our redemption is in him. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. The whole Godhead's involved in this. But the Father purposed, the Son accomplished, and the Spirit reveals. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. He's talking about Christ coming, doing and dying, rising again. I'll put my laws into their hearts. A law is a rule. We don't go back to the old law on the tables of stone, no, but written in the heart and their minds. How is it that I worship God by his Spirit? With the heart and with the mind. According to how he's been pleased to reveal himself in me. In their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Complete satisfaction. That's why when we come to the Lord's table and I think, okay, how many sins did I commit today, this week, and what did I really have to confess before I partake? I'll tell you, if Christ paid your debt, it was all put away. It says here, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And that's really why we come to this table, for that reason. It's not to get a clean slate and go out that door and know it's going to get messed up again, so now I've got to get another clean slate before the next time I part. No. We celebrate the fact that by this one death, our sins and our iniquities he remembers no more. And it says, now where remission of these is, where that putting away of sin is, that says that there was no sin put away until Christ died. There is no more offering for sin. What we hold in our hand is a declaration that this is the one offering that represents his body and his blood. And for that we give him the praise. Let's have a word of prayer and thank the Lord, and then we'll partake. Gracious Father, thank you for your word, the clarity of it that explains everything we do by way of worship. May in the quiet of this hour, we come before you, partaking of this table which you have set for us. Remember your blessed Son, the body that was given him, that he might lay it down there, sacrifice of himself in the bloodshed. That being all your satisfaction, that as a result there is no other offering. Sin. We dare not look anywhere else but to your Son. So I pray that as we partake, our eyes might be upon him and him alone. With thankfulness and rejoicing for who he is and the great salvation that he accomplished for sinners such as we are. I give you the praise, honor, and glory of his dear, precious name.